Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Rex Heuermann strangled 8 women over the course of 17 years. I mean, that's the official count, if you will. He took some of them apart. He scattered their remains in remote locations across Long Island, along Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach, in the woods in Manorinville, in Southampton. He did all of this, according to his own admission, in the Suffolk County courtroom, while commuting to Manhattan every day, running an architecture firm, raising 2 kids, and sitting down to dinner with his family. And when he finally ended up in a 6x9 cell at a Riverhead Correctional Facility, when the masks came off and the world found out what he'd been doing since 1993, the one person Rex Heuermann chose to write back was to another serial killer. That's right. Rex is now running the ranks of serial killers as a pen pal. It wasn't a letter to a priest, not a childhood friend, not a colleague. According to Suffolk County Sheriff Errol Tolan, the only person Heuermann responded to out of all of the mail that arrived at his cell was Keith Hunter Jesperson, the happy face killer. man convicted of killing at least 8 women during the 1990s while working as a long-haul truck driver across the Pacific Northwest, a man serving multiple life sentences without parole at Oregon State Prison, and you'll know he pops up every now and then in current cases because he's known to be writing to other killers of his ilk. What did Heuermann reportedly want to know from this man? What happened? According to reporting, one of the questions in his letter was whether Jesperson had butter for his bread in prison. 8 women dead, families destroyed, a community that spent over a decade terrified of a killer they couldn't identify. And the thing that mattered to Rex Heuermann 6 weeks into his incarceration was the food. There's something else in that letter that we'll come back to, something about Heuermann's state of mind that tells you more than his lawyers probably wanted the public to know. But first, you need to understand who was on the other end of that correspondence and why he reached out in the first place. Keith Hunter Jesperson earned his nickname by drawing smiley faces on letters he sent to police and media outlets during his killing years. Letters is his thing. That's not a quirk. That's a signature. Jesperson has spent his entire incarceration, decades now, performing for an audience. He's called newsrooms. He's given interviews to podcasters. He's confessed to his 8th killing on camera during a recorded law enforcement interview in Oregon. Every act of communication with this guy, anything he's ever engaged in, has been a performance of status. The man doesn't just want attention. He needs it the way the rest of us need air. So when Rex Heuermann was arrested in July of 23, when the Gilgo Beach case exploded back into the national spotlight, Jesperson saw an opportunity. According to Sheriff Toulon, Jesperson wrote first, and he didn't write once. He reportedly sent over 10 letters to Heuermann 2019S, cell in Riverhead. That's how it was addressed, over and over. 10 letters from a man Heuermann had never met, never spoken to, never had any connection to outside of one shared characteristic. A man in Oregon, decades into a life sentence, writing to a man in New York who'd just been pulled off a Long Island street and charged with multiple murders. According to a lot of the reporting, the tone of Jesperson's letter was instructional. He reportedly opened with something like a hypothetical. So let's say you just got arrested for multiple murders, casual phrasing, but it functioned as a tutorial. He cited his own conviction history as credibility, the prison equivalent of a resume. He reportedly urged Heuermann to confess, skip the trial, take the deal. The prison is better than jail, he allegedly told him. The press coverage dies down. Prosecutors don't get to gloat. Jesperson was positioning himself as a mentor, the elder statesman, the man who'd been through it and could guide the newcomer. And that framing, that hierarchy, matters more than the advice itself. Now, here's the part about the letter I told you that we'd come back to. According to reporting, Heuermann's response was dated August 31st of 23, barely 6 weeks after his arrest. He reportedly acknowledged that he'd received a flood of mail from strangers, interview requests, people wanting to be pen pals. One person who sent 3 separate letters asking Heuermann to write back so he could add it to his collection. And according to reporting, Heuermann wrote that Jesperson was the only person he'd written back to and the only person he planned to write to. Think about that. Out of everyone. Everyone who reached out to him, journalists, true crime fans, curious strangers, collectors, the only hand Rex Heuermann reached back out for belonged to another convicted killer who'd done the same thing he did. He reportedly asked about day-to-day life inside, the food, the exercise conditions, the routines. He expressed concern that guards might be reading his mail, and according to Jesperson, Heuermann wrote that the letters had been a help and a comfort. How nice. The tone, according to those who've read it, was calm, settled, not panicked, not fighting. He wrote that he'd been doing a lot of thinking. And if you track the timeline forward from that letter in August of 23 to his guilty plea in April of 26, you can see the arc. His attorney said the plea brought Hiram in a huge sense of relief. That settling, that acceptance may have started right here in a letter to her serial killer. 6 weeks in. And then Jesperson did exactly what Jesperson always does. He forwarded the letter to a podcaster, went on record, bragged about the correspondence, framed himself as a wise counsel, the man who'd been there and could offer guidance. And according to forensic psychologist Catherine Ramsland, who has studied killer-to-killer correspondence extensively, wrote the book on BTK, she's been on the show multiple times, Jesperson's primary motivation was almost certainly attention. He'd been out of the spotlight for years, been reaching out to the most high-profile admitted killer in the country and then telling the media about it. He wasn't mentoring anyone. He was making himself relevant again. If the advice was a real goal, he wouldn't have needed a podcaster to know about it. But there's a deeper layer. According to Ramsland's research, these individuals don't just seek attention. Some of them view themselves as members of something, an identity, a status, an experienced killer. Guiding the newly caught one isn't just offering tips. He's performing a role within a hierarchy that exists only in his own mind. And by responding, Hiram invalidated that hierarchy. He gave Jesperson exactly what he needed. And this isn't an isolated incident. This is a pattern that shows up again and again. Dana Sue Gray, convicted of killing three elderly women in California in 1994, reportedly wrote to Dennis Rader, the BTK killer, after his 2005 conviction for 10 murders. And according to Rader, she was seeking connection. Someone who understood what she'd done. His response, he reportedly boasted about his higher body count. Two killers measuring themselves against each other like it was a competition. Donald Harvey, convicted of 37 as a healthcare worker, told his attorney he believed fellow healthcare killer Charles Cullen had corresponded with him during Cullen's active killing period. Both had claimed they'd killed out of mercy. Both were lying. The suspected motivation, according to forensic analysis, validation. One killer looking for affirmation from someone who'd done the same thing in the same way. The darkest example is Liam McAter, a 16-year-old who wrote a convicted killer, Ian Brady, expressing admiration for his crimes. He then allegedly attempted to take someone's life himself. Notes found in his room describe planning the act and feeling good about it. That's the darkest version of this pattern. Not affinity, not attention, but inspiration. A future offender seeking permission from an established one. Three documented motivations, according to the forensic psychology research: attention, affinity, and inspiration. Jesperson wanted attention. That's obvious. What did Huerman want? He didn't forward his letter to a podcaster. He didn't seek publicity. He didn't try to build a platform. He wrote one letter to one person and apparently stopped. The answer might be in his reading list. According to Sheriff Toulon, Hiraman has been devouring books from the jail library, not just any books, crime novels, specifically novels about serial killers and the investigators who pursue them. According to reporting, he's been reading J.D. Robb's Portrait in Death, John Sanford's Secret Play, Heather Graham's Picture Me Dead, Sue Grafton's N is for Noose, Lisa Jackson's Chosen to Die, and every single one of them involves killers, investigations, or both. The sheriff put it bluntly, according to reporting, he's not checking out sports books or cooking books. He's choosing to read about this. And that concerns Toulon. Now combine the letter with the reading list, combine those with the behavioral profile. Toulon has described over 3 years of watching this man, the complete absence of emotion, the stoicism, the fact that after more than 1,000 days in that cell, Huerman reportedly doesn't seem uncomfortable. Toulon, who has been in law enforcement for more than 4 decades, says he has never seen an inmate like this. No change of emotion, no change in facial expression. The sheriff's own assessment, according to reporting, I really think he's a sociopath. This isn't a man processing guilt. This isn't remorse working its way through someone who's finally confronting what he's done. This is a man who appears to be settling into an identity. The correspondence with Jesperson, the reading material, the emotional flatness, it's consistent with someone who sees what he did not as a source of shame, but as the thing that defines him, the thing that connects him to the only peer group he apparently recognizes. That's why Jesperson sent the letter to a podcaster. He wasn't just chasing his own spotlight. He was performing the role. The elder, the mentor, the gatekeeper, and Hearman's single, calm reply, grateful, curious about the food settling in, was the admission ticket. This wasn't a friendship. According to everything we know about how forensic psychologists understand this behavior, it was two people recognizing each other, one seeking relevance, the other apparently seeking confirmation that he belonged. Attorney Gloria Allred, who represents several of the families in the Gilgo Beach case, called both men what they are. According to reporting, losers and cowards. Her statement cut through every layer of psychological analysis with a simple truth, that both chose the most vulnerable people they could find. Someone's daughter, someone's mother, someone's sister. Hearman faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. He'll spend the rest of his life in a cell, not much different from the one he's in now. And according to reporting, the letters from other incarcerated individuals across the country keep arriving. Jesperson isn't the only one who's tried to reach him. The sheriff's office can't read the content. They can only check for contraband, but they can see the return addresses. They know who's writing. The rest of us like to believe that people who do what Hearman did, they end up alone, right? That the weight of what they've done isolates them. That there's some cosmic accounting that leaves them cut off from every human connection. But that's not what the evidence shows. They find each other. They write to each other. They apparently see themselves as members of something. And that should unsettle every one of us, not because of what it says about them, but because of how invisible they were before anyone caught them. Rex Hearman was an architect in Manhattan. He commuted on the Long Island Railway. He went to work every morning, came home every night, sat at the dinner table with his wife and kids. For decades, nobody saw him. And according to reporting, when he finally sat in a jail cell with the whole world watching, the only person he chose to write back was a man who'd killed 8 women, just like him. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Those links are in the description. We will continue our conversation right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, There's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.